Chairman Gray, you're wearing a sticker that says DC Statehood at a recent Ward 4 event that was absolutely packed. You suggested that civil disobedience may be required for DC to achieve statehood. That was quite surprising for someone who may attain the highest office in DC.
Well, the point I was trying to make is that we've got to get people more outraged in the District of Columbia. This is never going to happen if we have rallies where there are 50, 75, and 100 people. Nobody will take the city seriously. So I want to step up and be a leader on this, and I want to motivate people. And I put that out there in order to get people's attention. You know, we'll figure out how we do this, but I believe strongly that we've got to fight for our autonomy. We've got to fight for equality. And what's happened to date really hasn't gotten us much at all, you know, because we haven't been respected.
And possibly civil disobedience.
It could be. It could be. We'll see. You know, we're going to work on, during the transition, we're going to have a statehood transition committee. As you know, I appointed Michael Brown to work on this issue in the council, and he's done a really good job of elevating the issue. So there's no question that I'm serious about this. And of course, it's not going to happen tomorrow. Somebody asked me today if I thought it could happen in 2 years. Well, I think that's hardly likely. I would love it to happen in 2 weeks or 2 months or, you know, 2 years. But it'll always be a long time until we work hard at it.
As we head towards the September 14th primary, Mayor Adrian Fenty attempted to change the electorate and allow independents to vote in the D.C. primary. This went before the Board of Elections and Ethics, and they voted it down 2-0. What were your thoughts on this last-minute move?
I thought it was completely inappropriate, and I thought it was hypocritical. Just a matter of weeks ago, the mayor vetoed legislation that had been adopted by the council to prohibit vote buying in the city. And his rationale at the time was that there were people who voted on that were participating in a political in this political campaign, this political season, and that the rules shouldn't be changed in the middle of a political campaign. Well, that is precisely what he did in attempting to make this change. So it was completely inappropriate. The council already had spoken on this issue. That amendment came before the council as long ago as September of 2009. It was voted down. It was rejected again by the broader council. So it was inappropriate to bring it up again, and based on his own rationale, it was even inappropriate to raise it as an issue.
I believe you said at the 6th and I synagogue was a massive turnout the debate. You know, you're willing to take your chances with the electorate as it is right now.
That's correct. Exactly. I think the electorate should not be changed. It's the Democrats. People had until, I think, August 16th to change their party. Those who chose to do that, they've changed their party to whatever they choose it to be at this point, be it Democrat or Republican. And that was more than enough time for people to be able to exercise that right.
Normally, apparently, the Washington Post does two polls, but there hasn't been a major poll that's been done. And so people are saying, well, it's a close race. So we haven't really looked at the polls. And yet the straw polls, I mean, in Ward 5, Adrian Fenty didn't even show up. And they've gone, in numerous instances, overwhelmingly your way. Is this election as close as people are saying, or do you have a significant lead in the city?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we see polls that say it is close. We've seen polls that say it isn't close. What we have to do is just work as hard as we can until the last vote is counted at 8 p.m. on September 14th. And, you know, it just makes sense for us to assume it is a very close race. We don't want anybody to become complacent. We've run a very hard campaign. We've run a fair campaign. And we've tried to reach every vote that we possibly can. So we take nothing for granted. And so we'll run as if it is close.
Chairman Vincent Gray, for WPFW, Chairman Gray, one of the major issues in this election is education. Mm-hmm. And at the recent debate, Adrian Fenty said time and again, well, will you not commit to keeping Michelle Rhee on? And first of all, it's kind of interesting that Michelle Rhee on Kodjo on Friday said she was going to stay on if Fenty stayed. But she said if you become mayor, she's not necessarily going to stay.
It's her choice.
How did the debate go? You were supposed to schedule the debate, Mayor Fenty, for an hour and a half on education not too long ago. How did that turn out?
Well, the way it turned out was he didn't show up. So I wound up being a forum. I was there. I discussed my positions on education. There were, you know, 200-300 people who were there, and I was delighted to be able to do that. I would have been delighted to talk with him about it, but he chose not to show up.
What do you mean he didn't show up? This is one of the main points for his campaign, and he's not going to show up to debate you on this.
Yeah, I think you ought to ask him why he didn't show. I don't know the answer to that. I know he wasn't there, and I was.
And what is the Hatch Act?
That's enough.